incorporated whatsoever. So why is it, America, that in the public school system in this country, there's an attempt by teachers' unions to protect teachers from being criminally charged for sexual crimes against our children, therefore leaving them defenseless? The National Education Association has been responsible for indoctrinating and preying upon America's school children. For example, the NEA refused to pass Amendment 124, designed to protect students from sexual misconduct by teachers. Many feel that they refused to pass the amendment in order to protect teachers who have sex with students. So you decide as I lay out the premise. Seeing the cases of teacher crimes against children pop up in surmounting numbers, we began to expose the sexual crimes of teachers through the website, teachercrime.com, which listed by state the cases of teachers who had sexual contact with students. Shortly thereafter, the website was suddenly pulled down. When we found an alternative site which posted the same crimes of sexual misconduct by teachers, badteachers.com, and began broadcasting it over the radio, that was suddenly shut down as well. We then looked for another website to warn the people about the sexual misconduct committed on our students by teachers and found jailedteacher.com, which, by the way, no longer exists as well. Some might say, Bradley, this is preposterous to say that the education system in our country is responsible for the crimes committed against our children. Is it? In 2011, New York City Deputy Mayor Linda Gibbs commended the Department of Education for giving students the necessary information about sexual activity and what choices are available to them. This curriculum is taught to grades 5th grade, 8th grade, and 10th grade, which students will receive standardized testing on. Here are some examples of the new curriculum, in which Deputy Mayor Gibbs praised herself. High school students go to stores and jot down condom brands, prices, and features such as lubrication. Teens research a route from school to a clinic that provides birth control and STD tests and write down its confidentiality policy. Interesting, I'll say that again. They are to write down the confidentiality policy. Kids ages 11 and 12 sort risk cards to rate the safety of various activities, including intercourse using a condom and an oil-based lubricant, mutual masturbation, French kissing, oral sex, and anal sex. Teens are referred to resources such as Columbia University website Go Ask Alice, which explores topics like doggy style and other positions, sadomasochistic sex play, phone sex, oral sex with braces, fetishes, porn stars, vibrators, and bestiality. Yep, you heard me right. Don't those that developed this curriculum belong in jail? Yes, they do. Within a year after this perversion was implemented, an article was released in the Wall Street Journal which revealed cases of sexual misconduct by teachers and that teachers' unions were protecting the teachers who received little to no consequence for their crimes against children. For example, teacher William Sharback was found to have inappropriately touched and held young boys. Respondents' actions at best give the appearance of impropriety and at worst suggest pedophilia, wrote the arbiter. The fox in the chicken coop, who was hired by the union to protect the union before giving the teacher only a reprimand. The teacher didn't deny the touching, but denied that it was inappropriate. This is criminal, friends. Then there was teacher Stephen Ostrin, who in 2010 was found to have asked a young girl to give him a strip tease, harassed students by text, and engaged in sexual banter. The arbiter, in his case, concluded that since the teacher hadn't actually solicited sex from students, the charges, all of which the teacher denied, warranted only a suspension. Friends, this is criminal. A teacher in Queens had a sexual relationship with a 13-year-old girl and sent her inappropriate messages through email and Facebook. Friends, this is criminal. God has been faithful to show this country who the criminals are by uncovering them time and time again. But it is for the American people to respond to the mercy of God by bringing forth judgment on those who perpetuate crimes against your children. Nowhere in Scripture can you find adult child sex, whether it be heterosexual or homosexual. And let me tell you why. Because they were not foolish enough to dare God's justice. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he cast into the sea. With one heart and voice, we may prostrate ourselves at the throne of heavenly grace and present to our great benefactor sincere and unfeigned thanks for his infinite goodness and mercy towards us from our birth to the present moment, for having above all things illuminated us by the gospel of Jesus Christ, presenting to our view the happy prospect of a blessed immortality, and for our unparalleled ingratitude to the adorable being who has seated us in a land irradiated by the cheering beams of the gospel of Jesus Christ, let us fall prostrate before offended deity, confess sincerely and penitently our manifold sins and our unworthiness of the least of his divine favors, fervently implore his pardon through the merits of our mediator, Jesus Christ, forefather and signer of the Declaration of Independence, Elbridge Gerry.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"You
shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat
rocker. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies. Scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Oh my goodness, folks. You all well know we're down at the Minnesota State Fair, right? We got, I believe, 7 days to go. Okay, from August 27th to September 7th, we're almost halfway there right now. We're at the Minnesota Grandstand, bottom floor. East End, second row in. Minnesota Grandstand, that's where they play all the music. And we're on the bottom floor, East End, second row in. And in the process, guess who we had show up today? It's pretty cool. It's pretty awesome. I was just talking about this guy's content about a week and a half ago. His name is Steve Peters from Why Knock Rock. If you're not listening to us through an affiliate, or if you are and you're at home and you have the capability to go ahead and check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page. Before it's news, top left side of that page as well, social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. Also want to let you know, you ready for this, folks? The lines are back up. They were down for about 4 days. If you'd like to call in and catch up, please do. That's okay. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, I did want to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Now, again, I'm just highlighting Steve Peters from Why Knock Rock. He was actually famous in the 1980s. Nightline NBC actually did some national coverage of this guy, him and his brother. And it was called Why Knock Rock, Steve Peters, the Peters brothers. They used to do high school assemblies, and they would also, after high school assemblies, do assemblies during the night, lyceums. And then what they would do is basically show the young people what's involved with the lyrics and how satanic and dark and that's the best way, how dark and how it introduces people, namely the young people, into witchcraft. He would expose it, like it talks about in the book of Acts 19, folks. And I'm talking about the fact that where they would take it out on the street and they would burn all the albums. And again, he shows up at the Minnesota State Fair this morning. Just want to give him a shout out, folks. Again, if you're in the state of Minnesota, you're in the Midwest even, do take the time to come down and see us, because we would love to see you, okay? We spend a lot of time coming to you, so hopefully you can come to us. And in the meantime, again, folks, you're going to run into a lot of people there. I do want to highlight something here, okay? I want to highlight how the mainstream media, again, the Star and Tribune, they lawfully need to be held accountable for all of the crimes that they are committing, not only just as accomplices, but the lies, the defamation, how they try to embellish things that are just not true. You all the well know that here at the state, the Minnesota State Fair, right next to us is Black Lives Matters. And I shared with you yesterday, just a couple years ago, how the mainstream media tried to highlight the fact that Black Lives Matters was out in the street and there was a big tumult. And it was tumultuous on the streets. It was nonsense because I was there. Well, now they're next to us. And what most people don't know is I take the time to reach out to these people, and I go into their bubbles and I track them and I do what I am called to do, because I have a care for these people and I understand that they're lost. But I do want you to understand that Black Lives Matters, yes, is right next to us. But I also want you to understand this, friends. The truth of the matter is they are not at all the way that the mainstream media means them to be portrayed in your mind. They cast what in your mind or what is in your mind concerning what Black Lives Matters is, at least locally here, as a bunch of radicals. Well, that's what they do, is they use the radicals, they give them national attention, and then whenever you see Black Lives Matters booths anywhere or people that wear those shirts, go up to them, talk to them. You're going to find out that they're not at all the way that the mainstream media intends you to think that they are. Okay, again, that's called love, folks. That's called reaching out to the other side, and it's something that we need to do. Well, listen, yesterday I had played an audio video for you from my wife, who has a sense of humor, and with that, we want to share that with you, because yesterday we were having technical problems with Rumble and Restream and other outlets, and that was not their fault. That was my fault, because we got new equipment here. So with that, what I'd like to do is play this for you, and then we're going to pull her up in just a moment and do a little bit of a recap of what we were talking about yesterday that most of you missed. Listen to this.
So nice to have a friendly face here. So I'm looking for the coupon book, and I was just wondering, I love these. They're like potatoes, chips covered in chocolate, and they're delicious. But I have been turned around here in the grandstand, and I'm wondering if you could help me out here and tell me where those delicious potatoes covered in chocolate chips or chocolate might be.
Yeah, she's mocking the people that come up to the booth is what she's doing. She, again, is mocking the people that come up to the booth. Well, it's funny, but it's very accurate.
You got the good work. Oh, what color are those? I want to say it's like an immature tomato-looking color. And the other one would be like kind of like a Turkish blue, maybe? Oh,
she's mocking, for my affiliate, she's mocking the people that come up to the table. It's funny, but it's very accurate. Now she's highlighting how the people come up to the table and make a mess of the table. They pick up everything, make a mess, and then they walk away. She was just mocking a lady that comes up to the table. I really like your shirts. Would you like one? No.
Yes, of course. Sweetheart. Take one of those.
Hey, guys. All kidding aside, we're here at the Minnesota State Fair in the grandstand lower level. So if you're in the Minnesota area, you come to the fair, please come and see us. We're here to spread the gospel.
Okay, so you're getting a little taste of what it's like, friends. Again, she's sharing with the people, making light of it, making joke of it, mocking the individuals, not in a demeaning way, but in a fun way. But in fact, it's very accurate as to what we deal with out there, namely the teams that are dealing with the people all day long. It's pretty crazy. But I'm going to pull her up on the other side of this break, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704.
There are other people like us out here.
Hey, you wake up, wake up. Calling all filmmakers, actors, podcasters, writers, creators, and every believer in media. Do you need to be encouraged? Are you ready to get equipped? You need empowerment. I got the solution for you. Welcome to the Content Media Conference. Welcome to content. God wants to use your content. Yes, you, to spread the message of Christ. That's why God gave us content. Content changed my life and solidified my career. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to them.
Give me the community.
I get really overwhelmed about content. Changed my life.
Content is all happening here.
Come to these and I'm so encouraged.
These are my people. This is where I belong.
We've got funding.
It opens so many doors.
I feel that it's possible to actually be in the filmmaking industry at such a young age.
The encouragement that's given to the young filmmakers.
Go get them, Tiger.
Other people praying for you.
Worried about my media students having access to productions. They need to be working. Even the facility here has been amazing.
Yeah, I think you made up your mind. I'll see you at Cats.
ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hi, my name's Tom Raymond of Tennessee. Retired Marine trooper and postal worker. My life's always been centered around service to God, family, and country. I've known Bradley Dean and his family for many years, fully supporting his work with teens especially, radio podcasts to include Sunday Church, and sonsofliberty.com website, chronicling Christian and geopolitical news. I hold Bradley up in prayer and financial support his mission.
And we appreciate our friend from Massachusetts, Boston, Massachusetts, folks. Okay, so I just played a video for you from Stephanie at the Minnesota State Fair. So what we're going to do is we're just going to go ahead and pull Stephanie up here for you and hear what she has to say. Stephanie, thank you for taking the time again to call. Let's go ahead and do a little bit of a recap. As to what we were talking about yesterday, we had technical problems here, but everything's up and running. I'm actually playing your video right now. How would you describe that, or how would you convey that to the people that are not looking at us or watching us on social media platforms right now?
Well, as far as the video goes, it's kind of a fun way to put together because most people know or may not know, we have been doing this for about 16, 17 years for 12 hours a day for 12 days straight. And so as you have been here over the years, you get all different types. You get Muslims, God lovers, God haters, homosexuals, people who want to, you know, conflict with you and kind of, you know, go back and forth. And then you get people who love what you do. You get people who profess to be Christians who don't lift a finger to help. And so, you know what, I'm like, I'm just going to put a little video together that's somewhat kind of humorous, but it does show what we encounter here at the fair. And, you know, it's interesting because there's all different gamuts and people that come. And I tell people, not everybody is going to set foot inside of a church building. Not everyone is going to go to a tea party or conservative event, but they do show up at the state fair. So you get the whole gamut of people, and that's why we are here. I was thinking about earlier today that the Bible says that the whole have no need of a physician but those that are sick.
Amen.
So we're here giving the gospel message and being a light in a dark place. It was actually very sweet today. It's Veterans Day today, and you know our booth is very honoring of the veterans and the price paid for our freedom. And I had this older gentleman come up. He goes, what does that mean, bought with a price? It was almost like a little kid was asking me, but he was an older man. And I said, well, you know how the veterans, they fought for our freedom, and it was blood bought, you know, in the natural. In the same way, we're bought with a price in the spiritual, is what Christ did for us on the cross. And I just thought it was so sweet that he even said it in that sort of way. And he's like, I'll take one of those, and he got a hat. So, you know, you just kind of encounter all different types. And that video that we did was a fun way of showing what we deal with here at the fair, because it's sometimes you're like, I can't even make this up, you know. I mean, you just get the weird people that just, or what's even interesting too is sometimes they'll just look at your booth and they just got googly eyes. Their eyes are wide. They just stand there and just stare forever and ever and ever. Or they'll walk by and just say, you know, give you a thumbs up and like, hey, keep up the good work, you know.
Okay, yeah. Like, okay. So let's move to the next point though, because this is important. We only got a limited amount of time here. When we were placed next to Black Lives Matters, you told me this morning before I dropped you off at the gate, you said that I am tired of listening to these people that should know better asking how that's working out. Will you explain what I'm talking about here, please?
Yeah, so our booth is right next to Black Lives Matter, and which is fine, and that's why we're here, right? To see
Amen.
To say that which is lost, have good conversations, so on and so forth. But I am so tired of people coming, oh, it's kind of interesting to put you next to those guys. Or they'll whisper something to us. You know, it's like, first of all, this is why we're here. This is the Great Commission to seek and save that which is lost. Second of all,
it's an opportunity,
if you are a true Christian, you have a, and if you're a true Christian, you have a heart for other people. Why don't you go and evangelize with them and go talk with them? And they're like, hey, you know, the big point to the left side of the, you know, the room, hey, the harvest is, you know, ripe over there.
It's like, yeah, I mean, it's almost like
why don't you be the first one to go do it?
It's almost like they've exempted them. And it's almost like, well, I'm not called to do that. And yet the Bible says that we're all, regardless if we're an apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, or pastor, Ephesians 4:11, we're all supposed to do the work of an evangelist. I don't know how they've deceived themselves into believing that they're not responsible for the blood of their brothers. I mean, in contrast to what Paul said, he said, I'm free from the blood of all men. He warned them day and night with strong crying and tears, and yet that doesn't apply to the modern mushroom convert.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's interesting because I even had a conversation with the gentleman over there today in Black Lives Matter, and I said, listen, you know, if I cut myself, I bleed red. You cut yourself, you bleed red, right? I don't care if you're black, red, orange, purple, green, like Martin Luther King Jr. said, we judge men by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. And that's one thing in the ministry that we do is we call things out on both sides of the aisle. We call things out, whether it's right. It's not a matter of left and right. It's a matter of right and wrong and
Amen.
Good and evil. And so when people kind of like, I have learned to kind of throw my misconceptions of people out the window, because people will come up to the booth and I'll think, okay, they would like completely have nothing to do with this booth, I don't think. And then they totally surprise you, like, oh, this is great. And then you get like the professed quote unquote Christians who come up and you think, oh, they're going to get a shirt and support and whatever. They're like, then they just walk by and like, you know, keep up the good work.
How many times have we ran into that though, Stephanie? Oh, I heard. And then they come up and talk to you and then they become your best friend. And it's like, well, that's the importance of doing what the Lord told us to do by going up to each other and actually, if there's an issue, confront each other with the issue that there may be. But I think 9 times out of 10, when people have treated the booth that way, the ministry that way, once they meet us, it's like, this is not at all how the media portrayed you guys at all. And well, that's their job. That's their lying job.
I'll give you a perfect example of that. I remember that you spoke at St. Cloud State University once, and I remember the professor was actually giving people extra credit to come out and protest you. And a big problem that people had was, you know, the homosexuals had a big problem with us. Well, they came out and actually heard you speak for those that went inside. And by the end of it, they were like giving you a hug.
Yep.
And we were going
got
back
it all
and
on
forth.
Film.
And it's like because they had a misconception of our hearts. And why do we give people the truth? Because we hate them? No, we give people the truth because we love them. You know, owe no man anything but giving them the truth. Our motto in our ministry is love not in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
Amen.
If we truly have a heart for the lost, we are going to give them the truth from the word of God, because they can never stand before God one day and say, no one ever loved me enough to tell me the truth. Their blood is off our hands in a sense, and we are here loving on people so they know what the word of God says.
Amen. Amen. Okay, hey, one more thing I wanted to highlight, Steph, and I can do this off air, though, but it's interesting how the mainstream media, namely the lying Minneapolis Star and Tribune, the communist Red Star here, who needs to be held accountable for their misinformation, their lies, and their propaganda, they're highlighting to the people of the state, and namely in Minnesota, in the surrounding states, that there's record number of people showing up, but yet I'm seeing a record number of people not showing up. What are you finding within the gates?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, we have kind of, we've done this, we're kind of like hardened soldiers. We've done this for so many years, we know the ins and outs. So we kind of go the back ways to get in. And sometimes we literally, like today, have no one impeding our way. Usually it used to be when you had lines and lines and lines that you had to get through.
Yep.
And then you get inside and it's like, I had someone that I was talking with yesterday. It's like, you know, they're saying it's record amount, but I just don't believe them. It's like, yeah, if you look at who is here and the people inside and outside, sometimes, you know, you're just washed. And then sometimes you look at, for example, Sweet Martha's Cookies or something that is always packed. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, there's like no lines on the right side at all whatsoever.
Yep.
So you always have to second guess what the media tells you. You really do have to just be in person. It's interesting. Even another example of that is people say, well, you know, it's nice to know there's more of us. It's like, yes, if you just listen to the media or go out inside and talk to the average person at your gas station, grocery store, you're going to find way more like-minded people to you than you think. But the media always wants to divide and conquer and make you feel like you're alone. So that's why it's important to get involved and talk with people.
Yep, your neighbors,
that way you know you're not alone.
Yep, and you're going to find out 9 times out of 10 they are not. Exactly right. Thank you, Stephanie. Totally appreciate it. I'm going to take the next phone call on the other side. By the way, if you want to catch up on topics, back topics that we've been covering, please give us a call. I'm going to go forward and do my best to catch up from yesterday as well. That phone number and call-in number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. And if I forgot to say it, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That is exactly why we're here, friends. We're putting a straight stick to the lies of the mainstream media, especially coming from those that you call conservatives of the day, which are yesterday's liberals. Read Matthew 5:13. As a matter of fact, if you want me to recite it for you, Jack, in Colorado there, here, I'll give it to you. They're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. And that's exactly what they have become. They have become compromisers. And what you know as the left, again, Americans, remember, that is the fruit of what has been defined as the right, which is not the definition of right according to the Webster's 1828. It actually means conformed to truth. And that's exactly what we should all be conformed to due to the fact that we are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. I see that phone call. I'll pick you up on the other side. I'm going to cover a couple issues and topics that, again, that have been on the forefront. And we need to keep in mind, friends, concerning keeping those topics on the forefront as to what they are, because there's a whole lot of people coming across scrolls that are well-known individuals, some not so well-known, that are dying from the jabs. Suffers cardiac arrest, still in coma, some are surviving, some are dying. Regardless of all the information we've been given, friends, and regardless of seeing this reoccurring theme of all these people dying from the mRNA death jabs, still no justice. That is a reflection of the people that haven't brought the justice. And Americans, if you want justice, you are not going to get it from the corrupt courts. It needs to happen from the people, because they work for us. We do not work for them. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
In a world filled with confusion and deception, God's people need trustworthy news grounded in truth. At LibertySentinel.org, an incredible team of journalists led by me, Alex Newman, provide biblical news and analysis on faith, family, freedom, education, and the critical issues shaping our future. Join the tens of thousands of Christians who rely on our free newsletter and our news podcast to stay informed and equipped. It's all at LibertySentinel.org. That's LibertySentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. Check it out today.
George Washington said, "If freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like the sheep to the slaughter." Benjamin Franklin falls in suit when he said, "Freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. When this support is taken away, the constitution of a free society is dissolved and tyranny is erected on its ruins. Republics derive their strength and vigor from a popular examination into the action of the magistrates." He continues on and says, "Freedom of speech is the great bulwark of liberty. They prosper and die together, and it is the terror of traitors and oppressors and a barrier against them. I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer that I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel." Benjamin Franklin.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, just got an order this morning from Littleton, Colorado. We just had our friend Jen Thompson, who was inside of that massacre on April 20th, 1999. It's interesting how you reap what you sow. And I just want to let you know that, folks, your orders go out the very next morning. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check out the store. Also wanted to let you know, now is the time to book us. We got another event after the Minnesota State Fair. That will be in Princeton, Minnesota. That's what I know right now. Check out our schedule on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to book us, now's the time. We do three-month windows. We just filled everything in, and now we're open again. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747 if you would like to book us. We got our friend calling in from West Virginia. Ken, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. What say you?
Hello, Bradley.
Hey.
I feel it's my duty to call and say to you, God bless you, my brother in Jesus Christ, for trying to bring people together. remember, you're doing what our satanic enemy hates the most. May God be with you, my brother.
Thank you. I totally appreciate that. Now, just think, friends, if we all came together, that's my objective here, is to see the people, not by the arm of the flesh, which brings a curse, Jeremiah 17:5, but by the Spirit of God. And I'm talking about Ezekiel 37, the Valley of Dry Bones. And I'm wanting to see the Lord drop down, you heavens, and pour out your Spirit upon those that we're called to go to, that righteousness and salvations would spring forth. That also allies itself in part with Psalm 2:8 as well, where King David was inspired by the Holy Ghost to go ahead and ask of the Lord, ask of me, for the heathen is thine inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for thine inheritance. So I would like to see that, folks. We've been sowing seed for 31 years, and we're just trusting to see the move that the Lord desires through the ministry. He birthed the ministry. Therefore, we can't wait to see what that baby looks like when it's completely in full fruition to the glory of Jesus Christ, John 15:8. If you want to call in, now's the time to do it. 281-845-4704. Everything's up. Wanted to let you know as well, we have a church service every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and we are raising up disciples. So if you're looking for the modern gospel, you're not going to find it there. It's a different gospel. You can see the curse that it's brought upon this nation. It's the modern gospel. It's in stark contrast to the cross, which makes them enemies of the cross. That's not the direction we're going, friends. We're going the direction of the cross as we bear the cross and deny ourselves. Again, every Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. We're also going to open up the phone lines in part for a couple phone calls every service that we have, regardless if you want to make a comment, a question, scripture, or if you need prayer, whatever the case might be. Again, one more time, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time if you're looking for a place to go to church. Remember, we are the church. We don't have to be in the same building together, folks. We don't have to be in the same building together. The people are the church. And so we're going to bring it to you on Sunday again. Now, let me get over to this because I just highlighted this. This is Gateway Pundit. We have Arizona State University hockey player Matthew Mayock. He collapsed suddenly during a military-style workout on August 20th, and it remains in critical condition. He suffered a cardiac arrest. Now, he's one of the luckier ones thus far. Now, what we found right after and during, as a matter of fact, the plandemic, Jeremiah 11:9, it was a plandemic. They're already forecasting another one, these devilish madmen, these soothsayers are. But with that, we found out from morticians across the world during that particular time when asked, what is it that you're finding during these autopsies? And they're saying that they're seeing an oddity amongst the blood clots that are found in those that have passed. And we know directly, friends, as a matter of fact, that came directly from these mRNA shots. What I want to highlight here, friends, is the fact that are they stopping? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I also want to throw on you, Americans, because you are the government. I want you to remember something. Not one person has been charged up to this point. Not a person has been brought to justice for the death of 30 million individuals.
Maha, the FDA just approved Moderna's first ever mRNA flu shot.
Are they stopping people?
I looked at the FDA briefing documents that they approved it for. 75.3% of participants suffered an adverse reaction.
See, so they're normalizing, folks. They're normalizing the crime. And the way they're doing that is they're giving you a 36-page backlog concerning the side effects. And now why people ask, why do they show us the side effects? Well, they show us the side effects the same way they do on a pack of cigarettes. Like, for example, over in Europe, they show a picture on the cigarette box, a picture of an individual who died from lung cancer. They actually show them the picture of the lung cancer. See, prevention is better than cure. But what these corporations do is they poison the ingredients, and then what they do to indemnify themselves so they're not held accountable for the crime committed against you, they backlog it. They give you 36 pages of side effects. I'm sure you've seen this. It's this one of the sickest things I think I've ever seen. They have a man or a woman up on the screen, and they have issues, health issues, and the pharmaceutical companies come in, create some weird name, and in the process, they throw it at the people. They present these people as super happy because they just took the medications that the pharmaceutical companies are making hundreds of millions of dollars a day off of, the ignorant that buy their products. Okay. And then what they do is for 15 seconds, they talk about how happy these people are. And then for 45 seconds of that 1 minute commercial, they highlight the side effects, suicide, death, kidney failure, liver failure, blindness, deafness, cardiac arrest. No joke. I know you know what I'm talking about. And yet the people still buy the drugs. They're doing that to indemnify themselves. And so what we're seeing here is this commercial of an individual highlighting this bit of information for the people concerning the download that he's given us, that the FDA just now approved Moderna's, by the way, Dolly Parton actually invested into Moderna, first ever mRNA flu shot. Now, keep in mind, this you want to see the hypocrisy here? They're offering these shots to the people before their kids can go into school, and the parents go happily and they offer them free shots, flu shots. Isn't it interesting that the government would say, oh, just come on in, we'll give you a free shot? No. It's not free nothing. You paid for it. They're stealing your tax dollars out of your coffers, workers. And then they're reallocating that money to the bureaucracies that they've created. And this one, it's the pharmaceutical companies. Western medicine. And then what they're doing is they're buying it up, okay, and profiting from it. And so are the corrupt politicians that are taking bribes under the table that the Lord tells us not to do. But what do? They offer them to the people as being free when in fact they're not free at all because you paid for them. Now, this is what I want you to think about. If it was really about making America healthy again, first of all, it's not their job to do that, number one. Number two is, if it was really about our health, then why is it if someone contracts cancer, let's say for an example, from one of their shots that they gave to you for free, how is it that when they contract cancer, again, just as an example, how is it when they contract cancer, why is it that many people that get cancer, why do they have to sell everything that they have to pay off the doctor to get them healthy again in hopes of getting them healthy again? Which, by the way, 8 times out of 10, if you take chemotherapy, you don't make it out. Why is that? If it was really about making America healthy again, right? You got to ask yourself the question, why doesn't that apply to someone with leukemia or someone with brain cancer, so on and so forth? Again, I want to make clear, it's not their job to steal your money and to give it to their buddies over at the pharmaceutical companies, which, if you pay attention, folks, as to what they're doing, the pill and the jam is always the money they make after they incur the problem. Do you understand? They create the problem, and then they come in and play the problem solver. What's the pill in the jam? The money that they make from it. And the pill in the jam is getting you to take the shot. Because that, in fact, friends, is the kill shot. Nobody can deny this. Nobody is denying this. But are they stopping, friends? As I said earlier, has anybody been brought to justice? Not a person.
Your systemic reactions were 4 times more common in the mRNA group compared to the comparator group, which was not a placebo group, was another flu shot, a high-dose traditional flu shot. So we have a 75.3% adverse reaction rate, a 4 times higher severe systemic reaction rate, and 0 placebo groups. And the FDA approved it anyways for adults over 50.
Okay, so folks, here's the bottom line. I want to pose this question to everybody that's listening to me, okay? Again, nobody trusts the politicians, but the people allow them to remain. When the people have the means to impeach them and prosecute them, we have constitutional provision to do that. But the point that I want to make is nobody trusts them. Nobody believes a word they say. I don't care who it is. Okay. And then on the other hand, nobody believes the mainstream media. Let me say it again. Nobody believes the useful idiots, the spin doctors that are controlled by the CIA, Mockingbird Media. Nobody believes them. Okay. Nobody believes them. So nobody believes the politicians and nobody believes the mainstream media. Can I ask you the question? Who's responsible for perpetrating all this warfare on the people more than the mainstream media and the politicians that nobody believes? You're going to have to answer that question, and then you're going to have to deal with them appropriately. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
My name is Lisa Mead, and I live in Farragut, Tennessee. I've been in church my entire life, and I feel like the church has changed, but God's Word has not changed. The church service that Bradley Dean leads every Sunday morning is a breath of fresh air. He teaches the entire Bible, and his teaching from God's Word magnifies the Lord Jesus Christ. Each Sunday, my husband and I look forward to the church service because Bradley honors Jesus by speaking truth that all of us need to hear. I don't want to be entertained, but need to hear the truth of God's Word. I'm so grateful and thankful to be part of the church family. Bradley's message through the Holy Spirit leads me to my Savior, Jesus Christ, and there's no better place to be. Thank you, Bradley, for answering God's call to lead the church service so that people will hear the truth that is so desperately needed today.
BBSradio.com.
Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul." This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, boy, there's a lot of by the ways today, let me tell you. Don't forget, we're down at the Minnesota State Fair. I got some more pictures to show you. Minnesota State Fair, bottom floor of the grandstand, there for 12 hours a day. And what's interesting, friends, is all the people that are just swinging by. Bottom floor, grandstand, east end, second row in. And the lives that are being reached is second to none. So for all of those that support us and keep us out there, just want to tell you and show you the impact that you are a part of. Because we've been doing just what you're seeing right now for the last 31 years. Check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Wanted to show you this too, because this is very disturbing and I think it's something that we need to see. You do know, Americans, regardless if you want to see it this way or not, if you look at your state statute, go ahead and cross-check me. I always suggest that you cross-check me so you know what I'm telling you is sound. The word sound, defined out in Webster's 1828, is without air, okay? But what I want you to understand is that sodomy, homosexuality in this country is a crime. You know it's a crime, okay? And it's felonious crime. In other words, it's a felony. And it cannot stand in contrast to God's moral law because the Lord is the lawgiver. As a matter of fact, the lawgiver condemns it throughout Scripture 33 times. You want a new Testament scripture? First, there's several of them, friends. 1 Corinthians 6, 9. They will not inherit the kingdom of God. Look at Jude 1, 7. Jude 1, 7 tells us what? That Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to those that should afterward live ungodly. In other words, if you want to test your steel, the Lord's saying don't do it because I will respond. And if you look at Genesis 18 and 19, you'll get a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Okay? So the Lord condemns it. Also, that's Leviticus 18, 22, 20, 13, and the list goes on. Now let's go to the next topic. Men dressing as women, okay? We found out that at the Minnesota State Fair that they were going to send men into the Minnesota State Fair so they could make a prey of the children. They're trying to make it as public as possible. The reason they're doing this is because they want the people to accept it. During the intro of the radio program today, I was talking about teachers that have been accused of crimes preying on children. I seen that one coming a mile away, and that's why I made the video that I did, teachers preying on students. And it started out real slow, but I knew that's what it was aimed at because we seen the NEA actually putting it in their what they would call their bylaws concerning the things that they were advocating for, and they were crimes against the students, okay? So I highlight that. Nobody wanted to hear that, but it's exactly what we see all day long now. Now we see men dressed as women, okay, on top of that, going inside of school libraries. I don't care if there's one person that shows up. They don't have the numbers. That's irrelevant. Okay, a little leaven at the whole lump, and the Lord told us to purge the lump that the whole lump might be holy. In other words, he says, get rid of it, okay? So when I'm going over and I'm talking about men dressing as women going into libraries to make a prey out of children, can I ask you who are they talking to when they're inside of those little dilly dallies that they like to have? They're talking to the kids. Did you also know that is felonious activity? So why is it that the people in this country are first and foremost giving a pass to sodomites, knowing all the well it's premised on man boy sex? Oh, and you think that's way out there? Look what they're trying to do in San Francisco right now. A said appointed installed sodomite named Scott Weiner, he is trying to normalize sex between men and boys. I'm telling you, folks, this is the rise of vigilante justice, and I'm thankful for it because I'll tell you what they expect people to put up with, people aren't putting up with it. They're just not putting up with it. As a matter of fact, just yesterday, I seen online an individual caught a pedophile trying to violate a child, so he shot him in the groin. Well, that guy, he actually escaped in a very favorable manner because he's lucky he didn't get his life taken from him right on the spot. Someone's going to get him sooner or later. And that's right, according to Scripture. Read Luke 17, 2. It's better for them to take a millstone, wrap it around their own necks, cast themselves into the sea, rather than to offend one of these little ones. And you say, well, okay, Bradley, where's that? Luke 17, 2, that's the New Testament. And let me remind the new listeners, the reason they aim for the children is because Satan, working through these individuals that have crossed the line of no return, aim for children because a child is the model of heaven. Just ask Jesus. Look at Exodus 22. What happens if you lay or prey upon a fatherless child and he cries out unto the Lord? The Lord said he'd kill him with the sword. Isn't it interesting that the sodomites are not paying attention to those that want to actually behead them and dismember them right on their heels? And if you think that's a joke, just go ahead and look to the Middle East. And they're using them methodically as they play the victim while they attack. Oh, one more thing about the sodomites. Their slogan during gay pride parades is sex before eight, before it's too late. If that doesn't offend you, there's something wrong with you. Listen to me. Don't sit there and tell me about how much you love this person that's gay and that person that's gay if you haven't told them what the word says. Okay? You're to warn them to flee from the wrath to come. And if you love them, you'll tell them what the Lord said. And that message is repent, and that applies to all of us, as does the other side, where all must be born again. They don't get a special pass here. I know I'm saying a lot, but I need to hurry up and finish this point while I have the time to do so. The Minnesota State Fair decided to go ahead and allow these individuals, these abominable individuals, to have a little seminar down at the Minnesota State Fair. Right in front of everybody. Because again, if I can demoralize you, I can control you. So the minute you become an accomplice by giving these people a green light, you have no idea the wrath that's behind them. That's all you have to do is look to Europe, people. Like it or not, that's all you have to do is look to Europe. Bradley, does the Bible talk about any of this? Yes, it does. It talks about all of it. The Bible is the answer to every facet of our life, okay? And it tells us in Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, that even a man to wear a woman's clothing is an abomination. It's against the law. It's felonious activity. Americans, why are you allowing this when it's against the law? Why are you Americans allowing this? It is against the law. As a matter of fact, Florida just, I believe it's also Idaho, that just basically implemented the death sentence for those that prey on children. Why are they so busy trying to normalize the crimes? Well, again, look to the Epstein files, friends. They want all eyes off of themselves. Here is another man. And keep in mind, these people, these abominable individuals, they are not being voted in. I have up in front of the people right now, Montana lawmaker. I can't even believe it's a boy dressed as a woman that declares trans women, no such thing, are every bit as biological female as a woman. That's how sick these people are. What direction do you think they're going to take this country? Well, just pay attention. It doesn't matter. It's the Lord that's at the helm. You're being judged right now. Did you see what just took place in New York? They're finding mosques all over the place. Mosques all over the place. You know the underbelly of mosques is militant, right? Yeah, I just wanted to make clear, because it's not just New York. This is brand new information. But they're finding mosques that are not even registered in mosques in New York. Okay? Why? Because of what you tolerate. That's why. Look at this. These people are installed. What are they doing? They're attacking. They're being used as a political battering ram to upend who we are as a people. Our Constitution was made for a religious, holy for a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other, said John Adams. There's more to that quote, though. The minute you allow this, you need to understand that these individuals are being installed to upend, as political battering rams, upend who we are. They're attacking your Christian constitutional heritage. And what's crazy about this is the fact that they reported him, and I'm saying, because I'm not going to pretend with him, that he is a lawmaker. Hey, friends, he's not a lawmaker. He's a lawbreaker. See, you're allowing lawbreakers into office. I don't care if they're installed or not. They need to be held accountable for their crimes. And again, pay attention to the fact that it's always aimed at the children. You know that old saying goes, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. Look at the Epstein files. Is it true? This started back into the 90s. Remember when the people were asked about Bill Clinton being busted for all of his sexual crimes against his wife and others as not only the president, but also as the governor. And then he came out and said he never had sexual relations with Monica Lewinsky. And then a couple days later, he came out and told the truth because he had to. He was almost impeached. It had nothing to do with that neither, by the way. It had everything in the world to do with the fact that Bill Clinton was actually selling secrets to the Chinese military. It was called Chinagate. They distracted the people from what it was. Just like with Watergate, it wasn't about the two-party system fighting against each other. It was about them covering up another pedophile ring in Washington, D.C. Americans, it's for you, not somebody else. It's for you. The right time to do the right thing is right now.